time. We're going to talk air show stuff with the boss, not of the Blue Angels, the other boss, the boss of the base, who will have all of the questions and answers for you that you're going to want. We have Village Captain Terry Shashetti, the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, is here in studio with me this morning. Village, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. It's always good to see you.
Yes, and especially on this awesome week. It's air show week.
I know. Although, can I start with disappointment?
What? What do you got?
You're not wearing your Jay Gosling special.
Oh my! We
SH
call it an
suits.
SHB yeah. suit. No, no. Today I am wearing just
what's
a
that
normal,
stand for?
Well, not do that on
things.
The radio.
Yeah,
don't
right.
get me in trouble.
Desert,
I've made it this far without saying something bad on the radio. No, this week I'm wearing just my normal flight suit because I'm sporting a really cool patch that we broke out just for the air show. This is our 2024 Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show patch. So when you take a look at it, if you see it online, it is Jay Gosling. That is the mascot of NAS Pensacola, and he is breaching the atmosphere because it's helping us kind of signify the theme of this year's air show, which is celebrating one small step, which is the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing where Neil Armstrong took that one step for mankind.
I love this redesign. And before we got on the air, you were telling me that the redesign actually is unique because it was not just some artist that got commissioned for it.
A firm. So that was one of our sailors.
One of our sailors,
we ended up just having her kind of go and kick around some ideas. And we, in essence, had a committee that kind of picked that one as the best one. So,
it's fantastic.
I love it.
Thank you. And yeah, I saw the new video you posted this morning of the. Well, it looks like maybe it's sort of a flight suit, like a moon suit. Maybe.
Yeah, a little moon suit with some duck
legs.
Feet.
Yeah. Duck feet.
So my PAO team, Public Affairs Office, and the whole team over there has been doing a great job helping pump up the air show. Mm-hmm. I don't think they need to because we got the Thunderbirds coming.
It's only going to be 250,000 people on the base this weekend.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a good time this week. But they've been teasing it appropriately throughout the last couple of months. And this, if you looked at it this morning, you saw some footprints in the moon dust there. So
yeah,
really, really cool.
Yeah, little three-part toe.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Which is kind of cool. Well, also here in studio, you mentioned Bruce Kamins is also here. He's not talking because his throat's not helping him today.
He's trying to keep me out of trouble, that is.
Which so. I think is, it really, it's Bruce's best comment series so far.
Yeah.
Get me later for that. No, Bruce is fabulous. He's the PAO for the base. But we also have Command Master Chief Jim Wallace with us. Command Master Chief, welcome to the Pensacola Morning. First time for me, anyway, to have you on the air. Have you been on the radio before?
I have, but not here. But good morning, and thank you for having me as well.
It's great to have you. Okay, so this is not a tenant commands, although before you retire, we have to have you in to do tenant commands.
Yes, we'll do that.
We'll do that. But for people who don't know, and that's going to be a lot of people, what's the CMC's job at NAS Pensacola?
Oh, yeah. So I'm the senior most enlisted sailor for the installation, and I advise the boss on policy and things that affect the sailors and Navy families around the installation.
So, Andrew, I'll say it a better way. So we call it a triad for a reason.
I was going to say the triad,
so myself, my executive officer, and then my command master chief. So when you talk about right-hand man, he is my right-hand arm, fist, leg, everything to help kind of give me guidance and advice, especially when it pertains to our sailors.
He's the implementer of all of the policy and the overseer and the
Correct.
Liaison and the receiver of the complaints and all of the things to work with the enlisted, which is the vast majority, of course, of the personnel.
To make sure that I'm doing it right for the sailors, absolutely.
Yeah, true.
Perfect. So let's talk air show for a second.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is the thing that people have questions about. The first question is, let's talk about what they shall not bring.
All right.
Because there's a lot of shall nots, and I'm getting texts all the time. You know, can I bring a cooler? Can I bring a baseball bat? Can I bring an umbrella? Can I bring a big telephoto lens? Okay.
So, yeah.
Shall not.
So, definitely no weapons, and then weapons of any kind. So, no mace, no firearms. Obviously,
right.
That's bad. Knives. Just please don't bring anything that can be construed as a weapon. All right, or else we're going to ask you to go home.
Not
we don't
in the glove box,
that.
Not
Nothing.
In the waistband, not in the trunk. Take it out of the
not
vehicle.
Not on a federal installation. So you mentioned coolers. No, no coolers, please. Umbrellas. So I know it's going to be hot, so wear your sunscreen. But we don't allow umbrellas for two reasons. One, they could become missile hazards if the winds kick up. Mm-hmm. And then two, it's going to obstruct somebody's view.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure you don't end up bringing an umbrella or something like that. But yeah, I mean, if you can't get through the airport with it, you can't get through the screening process, which everybody will go through. They will go through a metal detector to make sure that when they get through on the flight line, we have a safe and enjoyable experience for everybody that's on board.
So chairs, portable chairs, yes.
Yes, yes. Please
chairs,
bring chairs.
Of course, because you're going to be there for hours and hours.
I hope so. I hope you get there early, and that's one thing I'll end up saying. So the gates open at 8 a.m.
Both gates.
Both gates.
And we're doing and both gates are going to be drive-through, right?
Correct. They're going to be drive-through.
So no IDs, no checking, you no will, stopping.
Thanks for saying that. You will need a photo ID if you're 18 years or older to get through the screening process. Not through the gate, but when you go through the screening process, you will need to show a photo identification if you're 18 or over.
And for if people who have not been on the base in a while, or maybe ever, that does mean that both the Navy Boulevard side and also the Blue Angel side, the back gate, both are going to be open. Go ahead.
No, that is correct. And we're doing something a little bit different because the goal today is get everybody on the base as quickly as possible. Just get them on the flight line.
Open the pipeline.
Open the pipeline. And then we're going to do the same thing on the way out.
Yeah.
All right. We want to make sure
get them in, get them out
safely.
Because it's a lot of people to process in
and
out.
We're expecting it.
In connection with that, I want to talk about something, which is you're going to be closed on Wednesday?
So Thursday.
Yes. For Halloween, you're closed Thursday.
Yes. So we're doing something a little bit different. It's a little bit of a community outreach. We ended up reaching out to all of the public schools, not only in Escambia County, but Santa Rosa County, Baldwin County, Okaloosa County, and a couple of other organizations. So it's another practice show on the base, but we are closing off to the public. All right, and we're allowing all of these students to kind of get their own air show.
Oh, so that's so cool. What a great idea.
Oh, so part of this year's air show, like I said, is celebrating one small step.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of STEM organizations coming, so science, technology, engineering, and math. So we're hoping that not only during an awesome air show that they can experience, they get exposed to some of these things that make those things go fly. So really excited to have all these students on board. Again, it's the first year we're doing it, so we're going to learn. We're going to learn, hopefully, to do it better next year. But great opportunity for those kids, something that the team has been putting together not only all year, but this has been a discussion for almost the 3 years I've been on board to make sure that we have that opportunity for the kids.
No, it's excellent. We've got Commanding Officer of NAS Pensacola, Captain Terry Village Shashadi here in studio with me, Command Master Chief Jim Wallace. No call sign, right?
Yeah, no call sign.
See, not an aviator because he's not an officer, right?
Correct.
Generally, I mean, most always. Oh, this is kind of cool. I don't know whether you knew this or not, but I just got a note from somebody who served on the Forrestal.
All right.
And 100 USS Forrestal former shipmates are having a reunion at the air show this year.
Oh, nice.
And especially visiting sailors that survived the fire
back
in 67. So that's, I mean, all kinds of people.
Well, if you're an aviator on a carrier, you know about the Forrestal. So
yeah.
If I get around and walking around, if you see me, come and grab me because I'd love to meet, introduce myself to all of you.
Absolutely. As a regular listener, I know he will. Let's see. Hoorah, Master Chief.
Hoorah.
Okay. Hoorah. I can never keep which
either.
One's straight.
I don't know. Grunting.
So, and I feel like I'm going to say it wrong, so I just don't say it.
Yeah,
for
no,
Navy,
you're good.
For Navy, it's?
Hoo-yah.
Yeah.
For Marines, it's Hoorah.
And for Army?
I don't even want to attempt to try and do the Army.
It's not waterborne, so why does it matter?
Sound? I don't know.
The flyover.
Yes.
That's going to be Wednesday at
11:30. Yes. So another awesome thing that kind of got put down, I want to say last second, but it's been in talks, but it got confirmed just last week. Everybody knew during COVID how the Blues and the Thunderbirds ended up doing what we call the Super Delta. Mm-hmm. Well, they will not be doing it during the show, so I apologize for all those that were expecting that. They're going to have two separate shows. Awesome shows at that.
I get that question all the time.
I know.
Are the Blues and the Thunderbirds going to be dogfighting? I'm like,
No.
The Blue Angels.
That would be cool.
And the Thunderbirds, they practice each for about 2 months in the winter just to learn how to do a completely preset demonstration safely.
Yes.
There is 0% chance that there's going to be any interactive flying like that.
With the main teams, absolutely.
Yeah.
But on Wednesday, right around 11:30, they're going to join up together. I don't know exactly where, whether it's going to be overhead Naval Air Station Pensacola or whatnot, but they're going to be basically doing their beach run starting about 11:30 to 12:30. So you talk about an opportunity. Get outside. One, go for a walk. Get some lunch outside. But go look up in the skies as they go across the beach. They're going to be coming down Palafox, I believe.
Yeah, I saw the note said 11:30, but then it gave to me the backwards route. It was Johnson Beach, Pensacola Beach, and Oriole Beach, and then Palafox. But that's the exact backwards of how they normally run it. Bruce, I know you're not feeling up to talking, but do we know the route? Do we know the time? Is it at 11:30? We're just not really sure. It's so, TBD.
Between 11, the window is 11:30 to 12:30.
Okay, so not right at 11:30 necessarily.
So I'll say this: if we get more fidelity, we'll end up pushing that out. But it has to do with when they arrive.
Okay.
So there's definitely going to be some. Not spur
things
of the moment,
can shift. Okay,
absolutely. So we'll try to refine that window for you, but between 11:30 and 12:30 is when you're going to end up seeing that super delta take place.
And also worth noting, one of the issues, because people think, oh, why can't they just fly together? Well, they don't speak the same language in terms of they don't give the same kinds of commands. It's Air Force and Navy. Yeah. Okay, so they can work together in the battle space when they need to, but these teams have different verbal commands, different cadences, different radio channels, like everything is not meant to work together exactly.
Yeah.
And so just getting them to be able to fly together is logistically a challenge.
Deal. Yeah. So that had to get approved by some higher levels in the both the Air Force and the Navy. So that's not a normal occurrence. So to be able to get this experience, you talk about like a good deal. This is a good deal.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But as far as when the air show actually happens on Friday and Saturday,
yep.
Still no night show. Fingers crossed for the future.
Yeah. Not this time.
We love the fireworks behind the blues. I was talking to somebody yesterday who's like, there was a night show. I'm like, yeah, years ago. And they're like, I don't even remember that. I'm like, well, you know, things change, right?
Yep.
So, but the Blues always fly at 2.
Correct.
Unless, you know, asterisk, of course, just in case. But Thunderbirds are flying at?
12 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. So those are the times. Everything else is kind of spaced around the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. So we wanted to make sure everybody knew the headliners.
Right, absolutely.
Although we have a unbelievable stack of performers, both on the ground as well as in the air.
F-35.
So we got the Air Force F-35s, the Navy F-35.
Oh, really? I forgot about that.
You talk about a stacked lineup. I probably need to get the list out here, but it's going to be an awesome thing. But we wanted to make sure everybody knew when the Thunderbirds were, as well as the Blue Angels. So 12 and 2 o'clock. So if you want to know the performers, go on the website and social media. We're pushing that out.
Right. Facebook page at NAS Pensacola.
And that website is www.naspensacolaairshow.org. Just remember that's a .org. The social media sites, we have a fairly significant presence on Facebook as well as Instagram, X, formerly Twitter, and LinkedIn. So check any of those. There's a lot of websites that pop up that want to say that they're the expert on things, but we're the actual real source of information on that. So check those. Once again, that's NASPensacolaAirshow.org.
Very good. That's Bruce, and I can hear your voice, man. But thank you for contributing. Let's see. There was one or two other questions I wanted to make sure to ask you. So in addition to the Super Delta, the Thunderbirds flying at noon, all the stuff around the 55th anniversary, and being closed on Halloween, bring an ID, but they won't have to check it at the gate. No coolers, no weapons, no umbrellas.
Backpacks is another thing.
Small backpacks, not big ones.
So now it depends on if it's a medical bag, right? Or a necessary bag that it'll be searched as well. But you can't end up walking in there with
They can bring waters. You don't want the oversized. They can't bring any water, like even a bottle of water. You don't want that.
Like I said, think of it like you're going through the airport.
Okay, so it is more restrictive than
Yes,
I'm glad you said that because I did not know that was the case. So always good to ask. Any last things on the air show? Because I do have one other question I wanted to ask you about something completely unrelated to the air show. But I know you want to talk about it. So
no, I'll just like I said, we ended up talking about the things not to bring.
Yeah,
And
Bruce sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Sure,
bring
sunscreen.
Yep. Bring sunscreen.
And a jacket
nice
because you never know. It seems like
in the morning it's going to be a little cool.
The homecoming
show
often seems to be very cold. Well, I don't know that it will be this week. But,
now, knock on wood, the weather forecast looks gorgeous.
Yep.
But again, think about it like you're going to the airport. Whatever you can or cannot bring through the screening process is almost the same exact thing as what we're doing. So you can't bring a pet. Service animals, yes, but it's got to be, you have its papers
very specific,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So things like that. No drones, right? We don't want any drones. Those will not be allowed at not even a little bit.
Somebody says, will there be vendors? Yeah, there's plenty
of
food
vendors.
And
so
drink vendors, lots of stuff. Yeah,
they're going to be all over the place, all over the place.
I have to let you go in just a second. I know you got to go across the street to go to Cat Country. Thanks for coming here first. Joking. They're such good friends. But I did want to just give you 30 seconds. Admiral Franchetti was here in town.
CNO. Yeah, so the chief,
second visit in like two months.
So I'm going to, my command master chief actually worked with her. So I don't know if you want to end up saying anything. I mean, she loved the visit from what I gather.
Yeah, yeah. CNO Admiral Franchetti and Mick Pond, Jim Honeo were here. They came and visited the sailors and civilians on board the installation and held some all-hands call, and they absolutely fell in love with Pensacola. This was, you're right, her second visit back in a very short period of time.
McCool commissioning, right?
Correct, yes, sir. Yep. And then this was Mick Pond's first visit as the Mick Pond, and they absolutely fell in love with Pensacola.
What's not to love?
Right. And then we did have kind of an offline conversation about possibly another trip back. To spend some more time with the installation.
And she was here for a winging, among other things.
She was.
Right?
Yep. Many a combined winging, both up here from the naval flight officers here, as well as the helicopter pilots up at Whiting Field.
Right.
Yep.
Very cool.
Really cool.
Well, Command Master Chief Jim Wallace, Bruce Commins, who is the public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola, and of course, Captain Terry Shashadi Village, who is the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. Thanks for the time. Thanks for putting this on. Thanks for opening your house to us. I know it's like your favorite thing of the year to
this is
go through
awesome.
All of this work to make Christmas morning for all the rest of us.
Andrew,
so
thank you.
We appreciate it. Yeah, we'll see you Saturday and Friday.
Absolutely. Come on out. Hope to see you there.